Tractors. Enjoy a free lunch and possibly even win a door prize. See the new line of heli forklifts and more at AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Rolldown. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to their lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction, 90 days same as cash, now valid in Vermont.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to head off any emails from people in Waterloo saying that I'm saying Waterloo's a horrible town. No, I'm saying in 1965 it was a town where, you know, if you were the new kid, you were the new kid, you were the only new kid. And I will also say that after 2 years, at the end of that second year, I went on to get the lead in the senior play, and I had a handful of people who actually treated me very, very well. So there you go. I'm trying to think of, I don't want this to turn into, everybody call and tell us how horribly you were treated, because a lot of people certainly get it worse than other people. And sometimes it's, to a certain degree, I think it's good for you. You can't go through your whole life without any adversity. You can't go through your whole life and never, you know, have anybody say anything bad about you, and never getting turned down for a job because you applied for a job. You know, it's life. It teaches you things, I guess. We can take some calls because we have some time, a lot of time, in fact, before Joe Hipperson gets in here. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. I did get a text, and I don't know how this person has my... It's the second time this has happened to me. I think this might be an email, but it came to me on my phone as a text. That means they have to have my phone number, doesn't it, if you get a text?
You had that last time.
It's happened to me once before.
I would think so, unless there's something linked to your phone through your email.
I don't know, but I get this text, and at the bottom, I just texted this person back. I said, who is this? And she sent me her name. I never heard of her. I don't know how she got my phone number, but her text was essentially that when she was in high school, there was a... they nominated a debutante, which I guess is sort of like the homecoming queen or something every fall. And a couple of guys got together and got a bunch of people to nominate her, and devastated. I mean, it's the same kind of thing where they gang up. See, that's the cowardly way. You don't want to do it by yourself, so you get a bunch of other kids. You go, hey, let's all do this to this person. That's the real coward. And then the other coward are these people who nowadays can do all this with total anonymity. You don't ever have to show your face and be declared as the bully or evil person you are, because you hide behind some text name, Twitter handle, email address, or something like that. All right, here we go. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Jim is up. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frank, how you guys doing?
Let me check. Hey, how we doing? Yeah, we're doing
great.
Yeah, we're doing great, Jim.
I had fun time as opposed to you in high school. I was pretty much into the music business. For 23 years, our orchestra was regional, pretty big. And all these kids in high school used to get on me because I didn't play sports and basketball and stuff. Well, I got all my payment back when they asked me to play for their wedding dance, and I collected money from them.
Beautiful. They end up paying you to do what they made fun of you for.
Bingo, at them and some of their children. We also play for their wedding, so I got it back double.
What do you play?
I'm a retired trumpet player.
Yeah. You know, that's what I wanted to play in the fifth grade. The music teacher, we had a little assembly, and the music teacher introduced Mr. Whoever he was, and he was from a company that sold and rented musical instruments.
Oh, yeah.
And then I remember in the front of the assembly there, he had them all laid out. He had and this is a trombone, and he had a trumpet, and he had a drum. And I remember, and you'll know this because you're a trumpet player, I wanted a cornet. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, is just like a small trumpet, right?
It's just a little bit more mellow tone.
Yeah, and I wanted one so bad I couldn't stand it because I wanted to learn something about music, but we couldn't afford it. I remember we found a really nice pre-owned one. It was $50. That's what my dad made a week. So I never got the cornet, and I never learned anything about music. And I've said before, if I could go back and do everything over again, one of the things I'd change is I would learn something about music. Because I just think that, man, music is such a great part of most people's lives, and to be able to not just hear it but produce it at some level. But we can't all be Dan Strauss on the harmonica, you know. We just can't be.
I still stay in touch with a lot of music because I'm having some little donation to a bunch of radio stations, 13 in fact, and so I keep in touch with some of the older people around the music business.
All right. Well, Jim, I appreciate the call.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you. All right. This is interesting. I just got another text from this lady. She's in the 573 area code, so that means she lives in central Missouri or something. And I'm sure she's listening. Here, she says, I sent it to your Yahoo email address that's on the KTRS website. I used my phone and sent it through as a text message. I didn't know you could do that. So she goes to the KTRS website,
but how
and
does, so the
sends
KTRS
an email
website
from her phone, but it comes to me as a text.
Hey, Amy, Amy can tell you how to turn that off.
Oh, wow. I like to talk to, yeah. Put Amy on here right now. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
How do I shut this off?
I just wanted to tell you, I've had the same problem all weekend, and it's because if you did the iOS update, if you have an iPhone.
Yes.
You have to turn off iMessage. It's in your settings.
And I'm doing it right now while you're talking to me. Sorry, everybody. Bear with me. I'm going to settings now. What do I do? General?
Go to general to messages.
All right. Hang on here. I don't see anything that says messages under general. iMessage. Oh, messages. Here it is. Okay.
Okay, if you tap messages.
I see it. iMessage.
It'll say iMessage.
Yeah. Turn it off. Boom.
That's it.
Thank you. What, Amy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. You see, it's just that simple.
That's that new iOS for you.
Hmm? Yeah, great system.
Man, do I not like that software update. Let's move to Dan. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm in the PM.
All right, thank you. What's up?
Sounds like you got a new replacement for Jose.
Yeah.
Amy. Amy will be our backup.
Backup. Okay. I don't know. I might have come in on the tail end of this, but it sounded like you guys were kind of talking about picking on people when you were younger. And
well, there's so much in the news now. This bullying thing has become such a big news story, and these kids killing themselves, and it just kills me because if there could be a way, it's kind of like telling kids not to smoke. You can't. It's not going to work. They're going to smoke. They're going to drink. You know, they just are. Not all of them, but a lot of them, and it's kind of the same thing. If you could somehow get into kids' heads and go, hey, this is very temporary, and these people doing this to you are one of these days, it's all going to come around. You just bear.
Here it comes.
Okay, let's go.
All right. A buddy of mine and I chased a guy that we knew back in, now this was grades, this was a school that I went to that went all the way up to eighth grade, okay?
All right.
And we chased this kid probably two blocks and tackled him and made him, we told him that if he didn't get his hair cut, because he had real long hair, mm-hmm. that we were going to cut it for him. Well, the guy never came back to school. He moved.
Wow.
2 years later, I moved, and I'm walking down the hallway at the new school by myself, not knowing anybody, and guess who's got a bunch of friends hanging around him?
Uh-oh.
Hey, how far away did you move, by the way, just to another school in the same area?
I went from South St. Louis to South County.
Okay.
And then there they had junior high.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, so it was, you know, but we were still in the same grade. It's just at a different school. But you know what? He didn't say, you know, he knew me. I knew him. And we wound up being friends.
And even though he had a chance to come around and kick your butt, which you probably deserved, he didn't do it.
Yep.
Good for him.
Good story.
Well, and the moral of that story is you never know when you're going to run into these people again.
Yeah, well, and never burn a bridge.
There you go. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dan.
Bye.
All right, Michael, you're up. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Michael. Gang. How's it going?
Going great. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm in the PM.
That's a good way to be.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, I've heard a lot of your stories. Love them. I noticed a theme, and like a lot of times when you have the opportunity to take revenge, though you toy with it, generally you take the high road, and I appreciate it. And I have a story to kind of reflect that. I'll be real quick about it.
And I haven't always taken the high road. I haven't. Nobody's perfect, but right. Sometimes I think you have to. What's your story?
Well, I was a young man, about 18, and I got a phone call. Living in Wood River. And actually, I was living in Alton. Got a call from about my aunt in Wood River. They said that she had been brutally murdered, hacked up in pieces.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So I'm standing there on the phone. I wasn't standing on the phone, but I'm just shocked, you know, and all this hatred just burning through me that I didn't like. And so I said a quick prayer that prayed that this person who they had just caught, turns out he was had mental problems, whatever, next door guy knew or stalked or got in there, you know, for dope money or whatever.
So this wasn't a joke. I thought you were going to say it was a prank that somebody said your aunt had been killed. She actually was hacked up.
No, this was real.
Wow.
She was living by herself and this guy cut her grass.
Wow.
So he knew of her, you know, she had money and whatnot. But, so they had caught the guy because he had mental problems. But anyway. So.
Anyway.
Now it's not the time. Now come on, fellas. So now this is a good story. So, I'm on the phone with this person breaking the news to me. And I lit a fire inside and I didn't like that feeling because it was hatred. And I was working with that because my grandmother, who's from the old country, you know, young kids, school kid fighting and stuff, trying to find my way, telling her story. She says, Michael, what are you, a fighter or a lover? So back then I made my decision. Always love her, never a wuss. But anyway, so.
Anyway.
Come on, man. So, so I'm on the phone and filled with hatred, and I said a prayer, Lord, show this man the way, but I don't believe in eye for an eye. I don't believe that we should take his life. Because he took her life. I still forgave him. So, hung up the phone. Next day, got another phone call. They had the guy in a holding cell. And he had tried to hang himself. Became a quadriplegic. So he was punished. That's what part of my prayer was, that he got punished.
And he did.
But not killed. So that's basically what happened. They put him in a mental institution, actually Alton Mental Hospital, which was down the road from me. I used to live up by the train station up there in Alton.
Yeah.
6 days later, somebody shivved him.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Come to find out, you know, my family still had the connections with the mafia, and I didn't know it at the time, but they got him.
Remind me to always be nice to you when you call.
Yeah, the power.
You guys always have. God bless you. I appreciate you.
That's a great story. Thank you, Michael.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
His family still has mob connections. Dan, make a note of that call. If anybody calls who sounds like him, we're going to be real accommodating.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring Ron in here. Hello, Ron.
Oh, hi, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Got more of a question. I had to get a new car, so I did some research. I ended up getting one of these little turbo diesels.
Mm-hmm.
It always gets 40 miles a gallon, but now I'm always noticing, hey, diesel fuel's like 60, 70 cents higher than gas. I was wondering if, you know, one of your listeners or something knows why that might be. Why is diesel so much more than gas?
It's been brought up before. I had diesel cars in the 80s. Remember when GM had a bunch of diesel? Everybody was going to go diesel.
It wasn't diesel.
And diesel was cheaper. It was like considerably cheaper, like 20% cheaper. And nobody knows that. We've talked about this before. Nobody knows what happened. All of a sudden it flopped. Now it's more expensive. They flip-flop. And we don't know. But that was always the great appeal to diesel was better mileage, more range, and cheaper. And right. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, the people I talked to, they're like, well, yeah, it's still cheaper to produce diesel, but I was wondering if maybe it was taxes or something. I have no idea.
Or maybe supply and demand. Now there's,
help us out.
Now there's more diesel cars out there and stuff.
Nah, I don't know that they're that many more. I think it went up before they started knocking out these. I don't know, man. There's a lot we don't know, and this is one of those categories where we don't have a clue. And I don't think many people do. I think there's certain things that happen way, way, way up the chain, and a button is pushed and a call is made, and we never know what happened. It just did. So
Guy said he knows why.
Thank you for
stay tuned. Who does?
Guy.
Yeah, stay tuned, Ron. We got a guy who says he knows what's going on. Let's talk to him. Guy, what's up?
Well, back the government decided that they had too much sulfur in the diesel fuel, and when they decided to take the diesel fuel out of the sulfur out of diesel fuel, that's when the prices jumped.
Ah, because now there's a whole new procedure in refining that has to be done.
Well, I used to talk to a guy that hauled unleaded gas or leaded gas, and what they did is they gave him a pint can to dump in the tanker before they dumped the gas in there, so they can charge more for unleaded gas for not putting something in rather than taking something out. And I wouldn't doubt something like that even in the diesel fuel, but that's the reason why, because the government said they had to get the sulfur out of the diesel fuel.
Was it such a horrible thing when there was sulfur in it? What was the bad thing about that? Did anybody die or something? I mean,
it's just more pollution.
Ah, okay, more pollution. All right, sounds good to me. I'll buy it. Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Guy.
All right. Guy. Hey, real quickly, when I was talking about that high school thing, once you start to think about a high school store, it causes you to just think of other things you hadn't forgotten about for a while. Do you... Dan or Peon, and Peon, you probably would, you're not that old, remember the very first date you ever had with a girl? Do you remember what it was or who or anything?
Oh, yeah.
See, I think you, Dan, do you?
I don't, the very first date, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think I do.
You know, when I was over there in high school and I had that talking like this, I sounded like a Tennessee hillbilly, there was a really pretty girl there, and a couple of people said, hey, she kind of likes you. Now, I'm thinking another setup.
Right.
I'll go, sure she does. So I would never ask her to go anywhere. But then I caught her smiling at me. And I just thought, boy, she doesn't look like she's in on some gag or some prank. She just seems nice. I finally, and it took, I'm not kidding, it took me weeks to get up the nerve. You remember that sweaty hands?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
And the butterflies in your stomach.
No, and she had a locker close to mine, and I go over and I said, in that horrible voice I had, I said, listen, sometime you'd like to go out, like Friday night, this Friday night, would you like to go out? And she looked at me and she says, I can't. And I just thought, oh, I knew it. I knew it. I knew I'd be rejected. And then she followed it with, but I could the next night.
Ooh,
and I thought, woohoo, yeah. So we went to the Beehive Bowl in Waterloo, and I don't remember anything else except that's where we went, and Herb Alpert was playing on the speaker, the wall speaker, the Tijuana Brass. For some reason, I remember that, and we ordered a pizza. I don't even know if we bowled. I don't know, but boy, that stuff stays with you. And when people say, if you could go back and go back to high school, would you like to? My answer would be no. Because for all the fun, sort of exciting things, there's an awful lot of insecurity and frustration and worry and homework and wondering, am I going to pass? I don't want to ever go through that again. I think high school is a pressure cooker. I do. I think it's tough to be in high school.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
And I guess it's tough to be in college. I don't really know. I tried to go to college, but and a real quick college story. When I tried to go to college, I go to SIU Edwardsville, and I took a speech course because I just decided everybody, you know, laughing at me the way I talk, maybe I could do something about it. So I go to this speech class, and the first day in class, the teacher, his assignment
started
was
laughing.
He said, come back tomorrow. He said, here's what we're going to do. Come back tomorrow and bring something to read to the class. He said, I don't care what you read. You can read out of the phone book. Well, I took it literally, and I brought the phone book in. And so everybody got up. He said, I just want you to read for 2 minutes. I want to hear how you present yourself. So, you know, some people read from, you know, Catcher in the Rye or whatever it is.
And I got up and I just start reading off names. Abrams, Adams, I'm just reading. I read some ads off of the yellow pages I brought it to. And he says, when the 2 minutes was up, he said, okay. And then the bell rings. And as everybody's leaving, he said, you, could you hang back for a second? And everybody leaves. The door closes. It's just me and the teacher. He said, why are you taking speech class? And I said, well, I think I'd like to work in the radio business. And rather than say, forget it, he said, well, I'll tell you something. We got a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. He says, unless you want to go on the air playing the part of a hee-haw hillbilly hick, and that's your character, we got to work on delivery and breathing. And he gave me some tips and sent me down, told me where to check out a, I don't know if you remember this or not, you could get a booth, kind of like checking out a book at the library. You could check out a little booth with a tape recorder in it for an hour at a time. There's a microphone, headphones, and you could go and record and play back, listen to yourself, play back. So I just did that over and over and over and over. And he gave me some things to say, particular words. A lot of them were WH words, like when and what. Because I was just going when and where. I mean, there was no H, no exhaling, just all falling out of my nose. And I do remember that. And that's about as long as my college life lasted, was a few hours in that little booth.
But you came out and you go, okay, I'm finished.
Well, I said, I did what you asked. Can you tell a difference in the way I speak?
Is this any better?
Hey, and, you know the funny thing is, I didn't want to go on the air. That wasn't when I said I wanted to get in radio. It wasn't to be on the air. I wanted to get in on the behind-the-scenes part of producing sound effects, production, commercials. That's what I wanted to do.
When you were talking about first dates and stuff, we used to go to Aloha Roller Rink in Florissant,
yeah,
on Lindbergh. I think it's gone, right? I think it's gone now. But Aloha Roller Rink and the couple skate was like what we lived for. You lived for the couple skate because you could not go out on the floor if you didn't have a date.
And you got to touch her.
Oh, you would hold hands. And then they had the speed skate for the boys, guys only, and then you would get out there and you'd try and show off for the girls.
All right, now you're a hockey player, and I know you can skate. Could you skate like that then?
Yeah, I was.
Well, you were the king of the. No wonder you loved the rink.
Oh yeah,
you were the king.
Oh my God, I loved it. It was great.
I the few times I went to a roller rink, I never went to an ice rink. I'd go to a roller rink and I'd see that guy who could skate backwards. He'd pass people up backwards faster than they could skate forward. And I used to think, man, I wish I could be that guy. It's kind of like the guy at the dance, like John Travolta, who really knows how to dance. Chicks dig that. They love that.
Oh.
And I remember thinking, boy, if I could skate like that guy, it'd be great. You were that guy.
And I always wanted to. I liked ice skating much better than roller skating because you can actually maneuver better and easier.
Well, and it's sexier. Look at all the movies, the romantic comedies around Christmas. They're not at a roller rink. They're at some ice rink in the park, and there's snow on the trees, and you know, everybody's in their little mittens, and the girls are in their little cute Christmas outfits.
Oh, yeah.
It's just cooler.
But this is all roller skating. Everybody was roller skating, and man, the music was playing and stuff, but man, they'd play the slow song, and they'd turn the lights down, and you'd hold hands and skate around.
I'm here to tell you, folks, that Dan Strauss can skate. Don't ever go up against him skating. Yeah. Because you'll lose. Now, I have a couple of things I want to call your attention to at Amini's. Between now and the end of the year, you're going to be wondering, what do I get this person? What do I get that person? How about what do you get your family? What do you get you and everybody else in your house? What do you actually get for the house itself? There's something sitting in Amini's right now that is the answer to that question. You may not even know about it. It might not be something you've thought of before. You might never have given a second thought to a shuffleboard table. I wouldn't have either, except that I ended up sort of inheriting one. And then once I started playing with it, I loved it. You know, like anything else, it has to be set up right and it has to be level. But if it's a good quality shuffleboard table, there's no maintenance, no lights that need to be replaced, no flippers, nothing mechanical. It's wood and pucks. And boy, is it fun. And can you spend lots and lots of hours at the shuffleboard table, just like you can at a pool table. Pool table's a little different, doesn't really require maintenance, but if you get some drunk relative who decides to mishit, they can rip the felt on the thing. That's a pretty easy fix. The reason I mentioned pool tables is, for those of you who think you need $3,000 or $4,000 for a quality brand-name slate table, you haven't been to Amini's, because they start at $9.99. And that's slate, and that's brand name. If you know somebody who has a pool table, check out the perfect drawer Great gift idea. Puts all the accessories right under most pool tables. The new Star Trek pinball machine is out, and they have it at Amini's. How about a jukebox? How about a beautiful area rug for your house? Nobody has a selection like they do. Man-made, as well as handmade. Check them out at Amini's, as well as Jaffe Lighting upstairs. There's, as you can tell, so much to talk about in this store. I'm a guy who likes fun stuff. I like games, and I like lights, and this is my store. It really is, and I think that you're gonna really be glad you went in. Give yourself 15-20 minutes at least. You'll need it. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. They're in Chesterfield Valley. Amini's.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Timothy Weiland.
Well, the wet roads are causing some slowdowns in some of the normal places. On eastbound 40 downtown, you are jamming up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 slows near Madison, and that's both the express and the through lanes to the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 270, stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, looks like we're slow from Kings Highway through McCausland. Also heavy from Lindbergh through Mason, and again, as you approach the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70 is slowing now, 370 through Mid River Small Drive. Eastbound 270, you've got your slowdown starting just as you approach McDonald to New Florissant. Looks like eastbound 44 at Grand, we've got an accident that has the right lane blocked. And still on northbound 55 at Gasconade, or just before Gasconade, got the left lane blocked due to an accident there. Slow traffic, though, is in the southbound 55 lanes as they take a look. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal Credit Union is accessible anytime, anywhere. Download the Navy Federal Credit Union smartphone app to access free mobile banking today. Message and dates rates may apply. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The 6 o'clock news. It's great to watch. Unless you're in your car in traffic. The Big 550 KTRS and KTVI Fox 2 have the solution. Beginning Monday, November 4th, KTRS will simulcast the Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller to give you the ability to get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports while you're on your way to wherever you're going. The Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller, followed by the Big Sports Show with Hadley and Hewer at 6:30 on the Big 550 KTRS.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-339-0344. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-339-0344. 1-800-339-0344. That's 1-800-339-0344.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-4996. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-4996. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-4996. That's 1-800-616-4996.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service. So call now.
Call now. 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details. K Bova Realty is family-owned and operated, and K never forgets that you have a choice. Visit their website, www.sellingstlewis.com.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlewis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlewis.com.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's jump right in here. It's Tuesday. That's when the studios, the record labels, that's when they release the things that they want you to have access to. Movies, songs. You get it? Happens every Tuesday, and every Tuesday we have the guy who's going to let you know what he thinks is good, what he thinks is not so good. His name is Joe Hipperson. He's brought to you by Oreck. If you've never been into one of the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck home care centers, and I can understand that because you look up and see and go, well, we don't need a vacuum cleaner. More than just great vacuum cleaners in there. Lots of great products to make your home a cleaner, better place and a more comfortable place. Oreck. 7 stores. Check them out. Tell them your name of the PM. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
Oh, Frank, I'm great, sir. How you doing?
I'm having a good day.
Having a good day?
Yeah.
All right. It's a brilliant chill in the air today.
You almost sound like Crocodile Dundee. Having a good day?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mike?
It's all right.
Are you having a good day, sir?
Not much of a chill, though. It's, 58 right now. That's not bad.
All right. Okay. All right. I got to now make sure I'm not saying day and messing things up. Hey, all right, it's a great day, okay, if you want to get some new music. Toby Keith, Drinks After Work, is dropping today. Widow Speak, they're an interesting group you want to check out. The Swamps is the name of their record. Yancey Boys, they got Sunset Boulevard. Kelly Clarkson, Wrapped in Red, would be the name of her album. It is a Christmas-themed album. Arcade Fire, good stuff. Brand new record called Reflector. Minor Alps, they got a record called Get There. Ed Kowalczyk. Ed Kowalczyk, if there was going to be a DB award, would probably win every single one in the entire world.
As in D-bag?
Yes, sir.
You know, you can actually say douchebag. I mean, you can say that's not on the against the law or anything.
Okay, I'll keep it in mind for the next time.
But I like the fact that you kept it classy.
Thanks, man. Ed Kowalczyk was the lead singer of Alive and just turned into the biggest priss in the entire world. Now he's got himself a great little solo career, and the Food and the Mercy is the name of his new record, which, by the way, sucks eggs, so I'd avoid it like the plague. Humble Pie, check this out, Dan. Humble Pie,
wow.
Performance, Rockin' the Fillmore, the complete recordings, four-disc box set from 1971. So
wow.
If you're a Humble Pie fan, today's a great day. I hate to point out groups when they sell out, but I'm going to do it. Bad Religion, some of the godfathers of the punk rock movement, have released an album today called Christmas Songs. Bad Religion, old school punk rock, doing Christmas songs. Hey, when was the last time you heard about Susan Boyle? Anybody?
Oh, man, not for a while.
Yeah, she's popped back up with Home for the Holidays, and they're saying it's better than the last record that she put out. I listened to it, and I immediately stopped. So that should tell you all you need to know. Far Out Fangtooth is a group. They've got a record out called Borrowed Time. Over on the movie end of things, Cars, the movie every kid has seen a billion times over, has now been released in a brand new Blu-ray 3D special set.
You know what, though? It's a great animated movie. It is.
No, it is. It is. But you know what? You can sit a kid down in front of like a 13-inch TV and let him watch Cars, and he's going to love it just as much. He's not going to care, really. You know, I mean, I just think this is a bit of a...
No, it's wasted on that kid, the technology.
It's wasted, and then you know what happens? It becomes assumed technology, and then you have a bunch of brats in about 10 years. That's my fair warning for everybody. Family Tree Season 1 is out today. The movie that didn't need to be made, but they did it anyway, Monsters University. The prequel to the Pixar's films. I guess it's a sequel, but it's really a prequel. Monsters University is out today as a standard edition Blu-ray and a 3D Blu-ray as well. Let's see. Cook's Country. Never watched that show, but the sixth season is available today. Damages, the complete series starring Glenn Close and Rose Byrne, a 15-disc box set, over 46 hours of Damages for only $66 if you want to pick that one up. If you have somebody in your life that you want to torture, somebody you really...
I do.
All right, good. So you find the person you don't like, okay? You duct tape them to a chair. I don't want you to do anything physical to the person except the duct tape. Duct tape them to a chair. And maybe peel the eyelids back so they cannot not see what's going to be in front of them. Ugh. And then take this brand new movie, this massive pile that they call R.I.P.D., starring Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds, the absolute worst film of 2013. This is the movie where basically if you're a cop and you die, you don't go to heaven or hell. You become a cop in the afterlife. It's Men in Black on a scale of just complete absurdity. Jeff Bridges, the entire time, it's like outtakes from when he did True Grit. It's just so laborious to try and watch this.
I heard it's just horrible. Rest in... Something.
Rest in peace to the department.
Yeah, rest in peace department or something.
It was a halfway comic book. Everything's a comic book first nowadays. If there's anyone in Hollywood that has an original thought, I think they shoot him. I think they take him down an alleyway and they take, hey, there's a guy with an original idea. All right, take him out quick. Find a comic book out of some kid and we'll just rip that off it again. R.I.P.D., avoid it like the plague. A box set came out a while back with a bunch of B-movies. It was so popular, Frank, that they took one of these B-movies and have given it a single Blu-ray disc release. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. No joke.
Goodness.
Yes.
That title would keep me from watching it.
Yeah, no, it's horrifically bad. Hey, you know, remember when Elliot Gould used to carry Power and Weight? I mean, Elliot Gould, for a brief period of time, man. I mean, he was a
heavy hitter. He was married to Streisand.
I believe.
Yes,
yeah,
he was.
Yeah, he was in MASH, and I'm in the minority. I would much rather watch the movie MASH than watch the TV show 8 days a week. That's just me. Elliot Gould is now doing straight-to-DVD movies. Today we can get Switchmas, a movie about two kids that ironically look exactly alike that wish they had the other person's life. What an amazing concept!
Wait,
I've never heard that
minute.
Happen before. They switch identities. Elliot Gould is the befuddled old man. It's just ludicrous that they're doing this. WWE, straight to the top, the Money in the Bank Ladder Match Anthology. I have no idea what I just said. I really don't. No clue. Yes, WWE, straight to the top, the Money in the Bank Ladder Match Anthology. No idea what it means, but it's a two-disc Blu-ray set for $40. You'll get to see John Cena, CM Punk, Edge, and Spandex sweating on each other. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. And last but not least,
anybody wants to know what Elliot Gould's been up to lately? I'm pretty sure he's on, not every week, but Ray Donovan. I think Elliot Gould has frequent appearances on Ray Donovan.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. No matter how old he's gotten, no matter what he does, the right pair of sunglasses he can pull off in any situation. And I don't think I've ever seen him interviewed, and I hate when people do this, but Elliot Gould pulls it off. Every time he's interviewed, it's a completely dark room, and he's always wearing shades. It's the weirdest thing. Always wearing shades. All right, usually I don't do this, but I figure why not? The Red Box always drops things a bit late. Sometimes you get a day of. Like today, Monsters University, you can rent it at the Red Box. Sometimes movies take a bit. So finally today, if you're in the mood, The Croods, a movie that I went kicking and screaming to go and see with my kids. I absolutely loved it. Great CGI animation. The Croods is available. Arthur Newman is now dropped at the Red Box. That's the one with Colin Firth where he plays Colin Firth. And because everyone's going to get excited about the sequels, The Hunger Games and Thor have been jam-packed in every Red Box all across St. Louis. This will do it for me. Talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All righty. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
You too. That Hunger Games was a weird movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh, you know what? I think you'd like it. You should go see it before the new one comes out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the other one that looks really good, too, is that, I mentioned it earlier, that Last Vegas. Kevin Kline, Robert De Niro, Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
The fourth guy escapes me, but four guys going to, I guess, the last bachelor party they'll ever go to in Las Vegas. That could be funny. That was Joe Hipperson, courtesy of Oric and the seven locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. I have a good friend who lives in Illinois. In fact, he lives in Litchfield, and you guys actually know him. I'm not going to mention his name on the air, but I talked to him yesterday, and he was on the way into St. Louis for his final pre-op visit with his surgeon before knee replacement. Now, I know this guy well enough to know that if he's having knee replacement, there is no alternative for him. He's at that point where he has to have knee replacement. And the reason I say that is I know him well enough to know that if there was any way he could avoid it, that there was an alternative, he'd have looked into it. And he would have looked, and maybe he did, into APG, Associated Physicians Group, because one of the things that has put them on the map that they are known for is providing people with an alternative, especially to things like knee replacement. You know, just because one doctor says something, that doesn't make it necessarily so. Quick example. Dan, you and I both know Dr. Steve Wexler.
Yes, we do.
This morning I spoke with a guy I sent to Dr. Wexler who had been told that he had macular degeneration, and he was just beside himself. And then Dr. Wexler takes a look and says, no, you don't. No, you don't. Folks, do some homework. If you're in Illinois and you think you're staring at knee replacement, you need to visit the folks at APG Pain. They have shown thousands of people an alternative to knee replacement. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business, and they're real good at it. Under the direction of Dr. William Tom, who has very impressive credentials, knees, necks, back, shoulders, and everything in between those things they deal with. So if you'd like to find out if maybe, and the possibility is usually very good, that you could get out of that pain, get out of being on pain medication or possibly surgery, check with APG Pain. You can find them at apgpain.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we're looking at two left lanes being blocked on northbound 55 at Bates due to a crash. On southbound 270, some slow traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is, again, getting some stop-and-go traffic between Missouri Bottom and McDonald through New Florissant. Northbound 170, heavy from 70 to 270. On westbound 70, you're slow as you go past the airport to about Highway 270. Then you're slow again, Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report brought to you by Shell. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. They help remove an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on the intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Wednesday morning, McGraw and I will preview Game 6 of the World Series. Plus, we'll have medical news with Dr. Jeff Lowell and Kat Neville from Feast Magazine in studio. Join us live between 6 and 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. Please download this app, STL Taxi. That's the app. It's free. It's a terrific way to get a Laclede Cab. Again, it's STL Taxi. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. How the heck are you?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Oh, a Colorado veterinarian has been arrested for treating human patients. Mm. Yeah, thanks a lot, Obamacare. And the Obama administration claims the president didn't know about glitches with the health care site beforehand, nor did he know we tapped world leaders' phones. We've gone from that's not what your country can do for you to, hey, don't look at me, I just work here. Hey, some popular Halloween costumes this year. Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian, and mm-hmm. even Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
the Hillary costume's a lot of fun. Great for kids going door-to-door on Halloween night. For starters, it comes complete with a glow-in-the-dark pantsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon... I don't know. You guys probably know this about me. Personally, I hate Halloween. Last year was really bad. It all kind of started when some kid came to the door dressed as John Hadley and ate all my candy.
Well, that would do it. That would ruin it for you.
It really was John Hadley.
Yeah.
He had flip-flops on and everything.
Yeah, that was him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. Flip-flop segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome, Mike.
Well, look at that. It's 5 o'clock. Playhouse coming up. Don't go away. Big.